Day 5. The Rising Popularity of Extreme Sports. Chance McGuire, 25, stands on the edge of a 650-foot concrete dam in Northern California. There is a light breeze. A lone hawk circles above the deep valley. The sound from the creek far below is faint. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, counts McGuire. See ya! He leaps out into space. In 1 second, he falls 16 feet. In 2 seconds, 63 feet. And after 3 seconds and 137 feet, he is dropping at 65 miles per hour. The air comes rushing at his face and tearing at his clothes, and the massive gray dam is a blur. He prays that his parachute will open facing away from the dam, that the chute won't collapse, and that no ill wind will slam him back into the cold concrete. The chute snaps open, sounding like a gunshot in the valley. Now McGuire is soaring, making S-turns in the air while descending toward the winding creek. When he lands safely, he lets out a whoop of joy. Skateboarders, skiers, bicyclists, and snowboarders have all been testing the limits of their sports. Dissatisfied with ordinary tricks, bike riders now do backflips and handstands on their handlebars. Skateboarders and inline skaters soar off half pipes, twisting and spinning high into the air like gymnasts. Skiers come down mountainsides so steep that it would probably be more accurate to say that they are falling rather than skiing. Extreme sports like these are gaining popularity in Europe and Asia, but they are most popular in America.